Okay, not much to say. Compliments to the Colts for coming back. They did a nice job with the 35 points in the second half. Instead of kicking field goals there, we need to score touchdowns and then make it a different game. But they deserve the win for the way that they played. I'm proud of my guys for the season. We've got to work through the offseason to get ourselves better so we can do a better job against a team like this right here. So, time's yours. Yeah, well, I'm probably not in a position right now. I'm gonna go back and study it. We'll do that. I'm not gonna talk about that right now. Give you any summaries on things here until we break it all down.
Your offense was so effective today. Had you held back some things in the previous meeting? What did you do differently
team-wise
in this game?
I just think the guys played well. And they did a nice job with it. Alex did a nice job, and as did the offensive line, and so on. Everybody contributed and played well. We didn't do well enough, though. We got to take care of that thing at the end there and score points. So. Yeah, sometimes the game speaks for itself, so you don't have to say a whole lot. I can't tell you that I necessarily have. I've been in games, obviously. I've been doing it a couple of years, so I've been in games where teams have come back and won, or we've come back and beat teams, but not in the playoffs. I haven't. Yeah.
2-point conversion and the timeout happening back to back when you're driving down at the end there. Just what happened? What was going on then?
Well, we were trying to score a touchdown down the stretch there, and I was watching what secondary. You're talking about the last timeout,
exactly.
So I was looking at getting an indicator of what they were going to play, and use that. So. No, not much. I mean, even when Nile went down, we didn't have to change too much. You know, there were a little bit in the passing game. There were some things we had in specific for Jamal, but other than that, no.
Does all that commotion speak more to what Alex was able to do today?
Alex, I thought did a good job rallying guys around him, and the guys playing, they played. They didn't flinch at that part of it. Jamal's a great player. And you can use that as an excuse, but the guys never did that. I mean, that's just not how they approach it. And I'm proud of them for that.
And you go through the intentional grounding play. How did that – somebody miss a block? Did they just make a great play to get to Alex?
Yeah, we were trying to cut the end man on the line, and it didn't happen. And so he was in the throwing lane, and Alex had to pull the ball down. It was a quick screen to the left there. So, things happen.
Second half, what would you say was the biggest problem for you guys? Did your defense get tired?
Well, we had turnovers get you sometimes, and so field position. Then you've got there's a point where you have to stop the bleeding and either offensively or defensively. Our defense came back with a turnover. We ended up kicking a field goal instead of punching it in for a touchdown, which would have helped. We need to do a better job the second half, probably in all three phases, coaches included.
Do you have any idea how to process this? This new territory for you?
No. I think you go through and you evaluate it. You learn from it, and it's final because it's the end of the year. And then you go back to the drawing board and fix it. That's what you do. You don't hang your head on it. You try to become a better football team. It's just going to have to wait till next year to do that.
The last play, Dwayne down the right sideline, is that the matchup that you were looking for?
Exactly. Bump and run. I was couldn't have drawn it up any better than that. Yeah.
A couple more. Anything good? All right, thank you.
Okay.